Okay, this week is Hilchos Talmud Torah. The Crunches does not say that it takes 2 weeks, but it's a lot here. And so in order to sort of figure out how to get so many things being set together in one area, I found at least if this week, maybe they'll extend it next week, but to learn through Noach HaShulchan says, it's on page Chav Zayin, see if we can learn from it. He's driving here at one point, the Machlokes is him the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Shulchan Aruch Rav has a country called Hilchos Talmud Torah, and over there he goes to a lot of Noisim. And so, of course, there's a lot, in the beginning of the country, there's a lot of Gemaras and Misafri and the important Makaris, which we brought in Aruch HaShulchan. And the Shaila really is, what is the Chiyuv Talmud Torah that a father has to his son? Is the Chiyuv Talmud Torah to a son just to learn Chumash? Is the Chiyuv Talmud Torah to his son to learn also Gemara and Mishnayos and Shulchan Aruch? How far is the father's Chiyuv? Is that which we sent to Talmud Torah today, is that the Chiyuv Daraisa? Is that just Takano? Is that Bechlal? You know, if you want to be Menayishuv, if you want to send your son to Yeshiva, you say your son out of the box, you know. Everyone knows you have to know how to learn. If you don't go to Yeshiva, you don't know. The father's not going to sit the whole day saying your son, like in the olden days, they sat in the shtetl and he saw in Gemara, and he grew up a Gashin that went to sin with nothing. He's done it from his father, and then after his father, he sat in the Bishmedes his whole life, you know. Many were like that. They went to Yeshiva later on for the purpose. What exactly is the Chiyuvim over here? So he discusses that. So he says over here, the Aruch Shulchan, like this. Noshem avadim ketanim peturim b'talmud Torah. The Chsiv, v'limadta moishim es b'neichem l'dav ibam, b'neichem v'loi b'neiseichem, v'chol mitzvah she'isha ptura evet potter. Any mitzvah which the isha is potter on, the eved is also potter on, ketanim and not b'nechiyuv. Omna ma'av chayv l'lam doi toiro k'mufurish b'toiro v'limadetem oisim es b'nechem. Notice he brings this pasuk, v'limadetem oisim es b'nechem, l'dabibam, which is the second part of Kishma, he does not bring v'shinantum l'vanecho. That's the kavona that way. Because the Gemara says v'shinantum l'vanecho, the Sefri is tamidim. As it gets discussed. There's a chiyuv in a Torah for a person to teach his son. So when a person sits down by the sabanim, when a person sits down in the house, whenever it is, he's mekayim a mitzvah saseh to learn with his child. The mashu ben gedolim ben ketanim, v'stam ben hu kotna, kadaminu ben v'loi ish. V'zeh shom ha-chazal n'tzuka, kotna de la daber, ov v'lam de Torah v'kishma, my Torah k'loimar ha-dain ene maven. What does he teach him Torah? Amar Rav Amnuna, Torah tivlo no moishe melosh ha-kilis Yaakov. Kloimar rak pasuk zeh yilamid lahashrish b'libo yamunas uman shenit natam min hashamayim v'kayem bis la'ad v'ol me'alamim v'kriyishma mahi pasuk rishin shma yisol hashrish b'libo yamunas Hashem echad. But this little child, he's singing to him when he goes to sleep, Torah tziv v'lo no Moshe, he's mekayim mitzvah saseh of teaching him Torah. He doesn't understand much. I don't know if he's 2-3 years old, maybe not mekayim it yet, but the age when he understands.
That's what he's trying to say, you have to teach him Torah.
The Gemara says, if you understand, but you mashrish the words, you're starting planting something. It says, you're right, because it says, Kotnei Adela Daber, of Olam de Torah. What's Torah? Torah is Tivulon Moshe. When's the Adela Daber? 3, 2, 3, 4, whatever, it's Adela Daber. So, you teach him Torah Tivulon Moshe. That's already the mitzvah.
Mashmah, the Ben also needs to understand something.
Huh?
Mashmah, the Ben.
Yeah.
Also need to have something. You take a guy, a boy, 3, 4, someone told him, I can make him refuse it like
that.
No. How are you connecting the father's fear to the father's father?
Maybe not Avona. Believe Avona. He does. No, the word, first the words go in, then he explains them. The question is to translate to his dargo, or just say.
Have to find that mashma for the world, the hashish believer, the
hashish.
But these words mean, Are you okay? I'm not sure. I understand. Okay. The point is that this is start teaching. But there is a mitzvah though. The mice, it could be where exactly it is, but there is a mitzvah when the child knows how to speak.
Like more than some, the son will be able to copy it.
Okay, what's the hashrish? The hashrish is put the seed inside. That's all.
Now you already made
it
more than
the hashrish. Okay, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the shir is, but the child starts to speak. You shouldn't just say, when they start talking about Baba, say, Mami, Tati, Koki, teach them Torah, see what you're supposed to say, Torah, the first words, Shema. That's what it seems to be. How much they need to know? Okay, let's go to the point here. Vodat number over is in Chomish Lemikra, Zel Lahach Nisa Ktas Bo'ol, huh? Any maven. Kloyma who adain ain't a maven. That's the Gemara's kasha, my Torah.
Even if you don't understand anything,
Very good. V'hadin number over is ben chamish lemikro zel lachnisa k'tzas ba'oil. Ben chamish lemikro means now you start a little bit. V'ad chamish shanim hu rak hergo ba'alma zel b'shana harevius. Ben chamish means already in the when he's four, he's b'shana harevius. As nishlam dibure v'yesin ledar b'kain. At that point, after that, he's ready to go. B'simonach shalosh shanim yeh lechem harelim b'shana chamishes. Meaning the fourth year already he started teaching him letters, then the fifth year he started teaching him kriya. V'hainu mish b'shana chamishes. So oz v'lamdei likus toyer shabachtav ma'ak ma'ak, v'lamdei b'beisoy ad ben sheish, kishu bori o ben sheva kishu cholosh, v'ach malicha eitzel malamed. Now this is important. You take him to a malamed, tinoikis. Lucas Patel Koloyim. What's that about? Why can't it be that you take him to a Malamed? Never. You take him to a Malamed before five. Or Malamed is just the father has to go to work, so he takes him to a Malamed. Why is he taking him to a Malamed? So let's see. Vida Shazesh Shabiyarnu Hua Pi Deviasmag Shakasav Zelushoinoi Katan Mishe Deal Daber of Malamdoi Ache Ben Shesh Oy Ben Sheva Lefi Buryov Malicha Eitz Malamed Tinoikis. Katan, once he knows how to speak, then he teaches mikra, and then it says Malicha to Malamit. Mamish a quote of the Sifri, of the Smag. The Chenkos Echa Magdoyim Behilchos Talmud Torah Shlo, which is the Gashas, the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Ubi Hashem, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Zesh on the Kedushin. Ad Heichan Chai Ve'odom Malamit Benoit Torah Mavur Hashem Da'achiv Hu Rak Mikra. That's all we heard so far. All we heard so far was the chiv was psukim. We don't have more than that. So he says, "Zema shenitzach lelamdei ba'atzmoi, avu la'oyla machiyu v'la'am lelamdei gamish no v'gemara." Rakmei ba'atzmoi, eli lichenu lemalamed. Which means that there is a chiv on the father to teach him mishnah v'gemara. There is a chiv. Just the till chomish is his own mitzvah. After chomish, he can give it off to a Malamed. Interesting thing. That means Chumash should really be the father's job, L'chadchila. Let's see. This is an important Raya because he's going to be Berkha this Raya. And then he's going to have a different Shita. The Aruch HaShulchan is going to learn, I believe, that the Chiyuv of the Torah is only to teach Chumash. There is no Chiyuv in the Torah to teach more than that. That's all there is, a Chiyuv. And I'll explain why. But right in the Shulchan of Chorav holds is a Chiyuv in the Torah to teach in Mishnah and Gemara. To us, this sounds like irrelevant in discussion because no one's only going to stop at mikra. But there is enough communities. There can even be enough communities and miser money if a person has a problem with tuition and he wants to pay the tuition. He wants to say, okay, he's after mikra. I'm ready to teach him a shnayit. He's in sixth grade, seventh grade, and I'm not mechuyev me'at Torah. I'm doing it because of that's why. So I want to take it off miser money. I'm not mechuyev. There could be enough communities like that, or other types of nidayim. What's the din if a person only has an opportunity? Either he's going to learn or his son's going to learn. Either because he doesn't have enough money for both or time for both. Says the Gemara, in Benoi Novain Umaskil Yoisim Imenu Benoi Kaidmai. The father loves to learn. He loves Dafayomi, then he has a Chavrus Dachas Dafayomi, then he has a Chavrus of a Novi, then he sits in a Shir about Ashkafa, and the whole day he's busy with. But the son is a Bal Kishrin, it could be a proper Tam Chacham. So, Benoi Kaidim, the Isak of Daisel, the Shulchan Acharab says, the Ainz of Mitzvah Satsay, if it's not a Mitzvah Satsay to teach the son Mikra of Mishnah, what's the mission saying over here? What's the Gemara saying? The son is a Baal Kishrin. He comes before the father, who's not a Baal Kishrin. Yeah, but the father says, I'm not mechuyav to teach him. Let's say the next door neighbor is a Baal Kishrin. I'm mechuyav to give up my learning time so the next door neighbor, I should send him to a top yeshiva, so he should become a Talmud Chacham. I want to learn. The Chavrut says, Pashut, Mishnah, Kaikli Yisrael. Why should I do? See, Elamai, it's a chiv daraisa on the father to look after the son, Mikro Mishnah, and therefore, if the son is a bigger Baal Kishrin than the son, than the father, the son comes first. That's the Raya of the Shulchan Acharav, that the father is mechuyav to teach his son Mikro and Mishnah, Gemara, and other Mudim. There's actually an interesting tshuva from Baruch Ber, they bring it in Bruch Shmuel earlier. It's a whole shtickle. It's a hashkafadik, a thing that it's known, that about chinuch. It's called Shuvah L'Rav Echad Ba'ashkenaz B'Din Mitzvahs Limud HaTorah. It's on page before. And I believe that this is written to Rav Schwab. He writes there, Mashen Nesoru Chilukim and Acharedim Yisim. Page Chav Dalet, just to see the Shiloh. Rav Baruch Ber is a classic simon. He writes that there's a machlokes in the charedim between me toich hamachane. Reish loshu lachas b'derech hakidush b'derech hakodesh lumoi b'neim tarusenu gdosh k'derech avishayim l'fun. Asher ikar toira ha'isu b'medinosam. Reish macharedim you soim chmatzimam al hayroas rab magoyin atzadik mabsham shem fol hirsh. The tal v'shoa kvaterosam imeni sh'agad eichu adin apitoira k'doshem. Do you go to the derech of Rav Shamshon Fol Hirsch that they say Torah derech eretz, or do you go to the derech which they used to teach them only Torah and don't teach them derech eretz? So here's a whole stickle, and in middle though, with the Kmetzayim that he writes that of zikr the chiyuv of Talmud Torah is to teach a son. Everyone has to drive that their son should be ge'oinim. They should to meet the chachamim ve'ge'oinim b'Torah. That's the goal. The goal is a person to try. The chiyuv in HaTorah is to try to make the son as big of a Talmud Chacham as possible. That's the goal. Anyways, so that sounds like it's going on the kav of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Zok the Aruch HaShulchan that no. Ani is dai to Ef Shaloimer King to say that the father's mechuyav to teach his son mikra u'mishnah min HaTorah. Shai Rashi's al pirush lehedya. Rashi says. Ein emalam de Mishnah, ein choyvas benoy olav ela b'mikra. Mikan ve'edach yilmud hu l'atzma. It's a beferish Rashi that says that ein choyvas benoy ela b'mikra. What are you going to do with that Rashi? V'chein kosev aran. Hari b'lehet yedi yoysem y'mikra ein achiyuv ala av klav. Rak olav levada kechol ha'mitzah shebetayra. V'zeh sham hu l'lomoyd, b'noy l'lomoyd, v'kishe b'noy roi yoysem y'menu, b'noy koydmoyd. Kapish Rashi Sham, that what ain lo sipuk nechosim sheyumud ushneim, yumud benoi, vuhu yatriach acham izoinois, visapkenu. That's meaning, hari the head is bekai gavno lav dafka ba'avu ben. I'm not sure where he sees this, but it's huad din, b'shnai macherim kan, k'shimun achi azariyam. Which is marachit to say an amazing thing. If a person knows how to learn, so-so, and there's someone else who could be a bigger Talmud Chacham, the one who does not learn so well and can work instead of make money should work and be mefarnes the other person. It's an amazing thing. Like, the person is a chiyuv zvulin.
Maybe he's talking about a matzav where if you wouldn't support him, that other one wouldn't learn. Someone is learning anyways, and you're just taking this course
That could be.
Otherwise, what's the click?
Let's see what he's saying over here. The shunach is that will be zvulin. Taschar v'mitzahu l'shneim b'shav v'zei yilmud v'zei yifarnes u'kahar shabik yishavna mehillah v'soyte shav u'ma'ini z'alzeh o'id hikshoy sigodo eich efshe shah tamud yekenegar esafri. Okay, so I hear what you're saying. You want to tie them. Yeah, it could be that that's the word, that if a person won't be able to learn unless he gets supported, and he's going to have to go out to work, so it's a question, who's going to work? Am I going to work? Is he going to work? So the Torah says, take care of that other person, that could be, which is the baby's chiddush. We don't, the baby's chiddush to say that, or a person said, listen, you know.
Well, how do you have a lot of times these days when someone's supporting a child in Kailu?
Right. But a person supporting a child in Kailu, could be. If you have a person, if you have a Balkish and the Goy says that, and he says, I can't afford finance, I have to go out to work. I have no choice. And so you go to a Gvir, you say, listen, there's a Chiyuv on you, support him. But not the Torah stuck, like, you know, there's a Godly Guman, I'm giving you a Chos. Okay, I have to learn this up. But what there is, though, he says, a Chiyuv in a Torah, is a Chiyuv in a Torah, v'shinantam levonecha elu atamidim, that a father, not a father, has a Chiyuv in a Torah to teach other people Mikro Mishnah. That, yes. But he's explaining to you an amazing thing. Let's look at the Oitei. Birur and Shodvarm Kachel. This is the Shita Ocha Shulchan and Talmud Torah. They're not caught on part of the Mikol HaMitzvahs. He brings another point. What is this thing suddenly, the Chiyuv of a father to teach his son Torah? The father's not a Chiyuv in a Torah to teach his son Dal Minu. We just started now this morning on the Chayodom about Chinuch. Chinuch is not a Daraisa. Chinuch is a Pi Kabbalah, Pi Mishli. He's a Hakotan Potter Nikola Mitzvahs. The Gamma Avin Echaiv Shakotan Yasa Mitzvah. Thought the Kaim of the Kaim Shakayav and the Chanak as a Koton. Then with the Rabbanon. Because the Kotan Rashi said, Fair Gimel the Sukkah. I'm in a Toyra and Shum Chiv Lachanchoi. But I feel the Kotan Echon the Vez and the Tsuvan of La Frishoi. Okay, my Shno, the Belim or a Toyra, Chayvosai Toyra La Av Lamdoi. What's Pshat? That the father suddenly has a chiyuv talmud torah. Oh no, time move on. The bishloy ma mitzvah, the mitzvah, he can't go shiavdil. He grows up, becomes a mitzvah. You say, listen, sir, there's something called dal minim. Listen, dal minim, what is that? He never heard about this before. No one told him anything. You teach him. Tefillin, he puts it. It's a ma'isa mitzvah. No brain, no seichel in there. Just him have in mind to be yotzei the mitzvah. Doesn't need more than that. Avlam lo yeda b'torah klal at shiavdil, as kishiavdil yek a pera adam. You don't teach in the basics of that the concept of Talmud Torah b'chlal, then he won't be a minayishuv. The bein Torah ain't mitzvahs. Lafika chayvos a Torah. V'gimaltem oisim es b'neichem largiloi b'Torah. That's all. It's an amazing thing. The chiyuv Talmud Torah is not knowledge. It's not a word of the chiyuv knowledge as the Aruch Shulchan. V'chen shol shas adheichen chayv odu lamas b'nei Torah. Kaloyma. Dzo pshita da mashachavos et toiro einu mipnei chiyuv shal katan shenema shemukhiv lam dekol toiro shabe katan ein chiyuv ela tam kedei largila betoiros Hashem him kem pshita she ein tzoruch kol atar kula ule ze oi me mikro kloi ma da kishu margila be mikro dai u kishu yag igad al yumoi ba atse mishna vigamor kipir shvashi varan vezin ule ze basa fri loi ma im kem maize vaksatan lufanecho Her Shinon is Yedivatar Mukhudadan Beficha. Where does Shinon come to a father? Because we say, what is the Chiyuv Talmud Torah of a father? Not knowledge. The Chiyuv Talmud Torah is to make him into a mensch. He's not this Chumash, and there's a Torah that Chumash talks about Mitzvah Puravu, Torah talks about Mitzvah Milos, and Torah talks about Giranosh, and goes on, and you see, oh, look at this, there's all these type of mitzvahs over here. You teach him Chavisha Chumash Torah, and he sees about Sukkah, he doesn't know the details. He doesn't know. You're supposed to not, you can't wear shatnez, and the shirtzach, he learns all the things. And then when he becomes a mitzvah, he tells him, okay, now, go to someone who's gonna teach you the real details. That's a tzchiv on someone else. Or even before that, v'shinat avonach elo tamidim. He says, ein tzchiv ala avklal zemefash elo tamidim. Amazing thing. So that's the reason why the Gemara splits it, the Torah really splits it, v'shinat avonach elo tamidim, shiyadivita mechudadim bepiv, and the matamas must be nechem, if you teach him, the chumash. That's it. Then, what happens is next, you can read it entirely later if you want, but next goes into Kanas, Yeshua ben Gamla, that there should be Mulam, that there should be Moshe, Bechol Ir, Ve'ir Mulam, De Tinoikis. Everybody has a chiyu to Mishtatav and the Kupo of the Kohol, to pay Mulam, De Tinoikis, to teach, Torah to other people. But otherwise, Mina Torah, person says, I did my thing. I taught him Mikra, I told him there's a Rabbani Shalom, there's a mitzvah to Rabbani Shalom, the rest of it, that's it, I'm done. I did my thing. He learns my mitzvah, and I tell him, Hatzlacha Rabba. That's it. Baruch Shapatrani, and that's been a Torah approach, to feed the Aruch HaShulchan. The Shulchan Aruch Rav said, no, you mechuyav to teach him to become a Yedei Torah, which is a Baruch Per, of course. Rav Baruch Per holds, maybe holds it to me, the Rabbanon, I don't know. To look at that shtickle. You have to chiv to teach him that he should not be, that he should be a Tam Chacham. That's the, I remember once, Geshe Meltzer, and so by a Brit, he was darshening Mamash Fire about this, thing. A person's mechuyav to teach his son and have a goal that it should be Gdeli Yisrael, and they should tell them that there could be a God. That he was going on with this Mahalach, and there was an American Rav that was there, it was Matzachem Be'enav. What is it? You're pressuring them, you're teaching them, they have to be a Gadol. They have to teach, you know, we wanted to water it down. He didn't like the Nusach. You have to teach them to be the Baruch Ber. He's basically saying over a Baruch Ber, Geshe Meltzer. The goal is, you teach your son, you could be a Gadol. If you see it's not working, so it's not working, but you don't have to pressure everybody, but Mesikos, doesn't have to be. It was interesting to see the emphasis is, it could be that this Rav was like the Chashulchan, Minat Torah, this person is from Tachiv to teach only Mikra. Then at the Konat Yeshua Ben Gamla, we have to understand where that fits exactly. Was that the Konat Yeshua Ben Gamla that, yes, teach them to be a Gadol, or the Yeshua Ben Gamla was teach them they should learn how to be able to be Isaac B'Torah in a broader way? That's the Shaila. Akoponim, Eitim Advam, Big Machlek, Yeshuchan, Nocharam, Nochashulchan. What's our Chiv? Is our Chiv Minat Torah to teach only Mikra, and then the Kona to go further, or no? The chiyuv is everything as much as possible, and these are the two cheetahs which are meant to speak about this week.